Welcome to Wisdom Well, a podcast from First Congregational Church in Winchester, Massachusetts. I'm Reverend Maeve Hammond. In this episode, you'll hear two voices, mine, the interviewer, and a member of our congregation and church community, the interviewee. You'll hear stories about moments of faith and moments of meaning. From childhood to adulthood to present day, what has mattered the most to us, and what makes a life? We'll explore these questions and more in this episode. We hope you enjoy this conversation, and we hope you tune in for the next one. Peace to you and yours. Hello, Susie. Let's start with your introducing yourself.
Suzanne Reno. I've lived in Winchester, Mass. Since 1965, and we've been in this neighborhood for over 50 years.
Please talk about your educational background.
My school was Hollins University, Hollins College at the time, in Roanoke, Virginia. All women. This was 1960 to 64. We had to go to chapel every Wednesday afternoon, and then church was Sunday. We'd have visiting lectures all the time, and they'd be just these amazing people. Howard Beach, Bill Coffin, Martin Luther King. I really don't remember meeting him till much later. We had so many people who came and went, and incredible people. I worked with a violent coordinating committee when I was down there. I did a lot of testing. You're taught all this stuff.
It was the 60s, and I'm guessing you were into activism.
I actually wanted my sophomore year to go down to Mississippi with a group, and my father just made it very clear that that was not what I was going to do. It was the time that they had the murders and the bombings and stuff, and Dad just said, no, you're not doing it. I pretty much did what my parents told me to do, and so I didn't go.
You and your lovely husband, Jack, have been valued members of our church for decades. Tell us about some of the work you did.
The church in the UCC church was always a really good part of my period. In the 60s, the Congregational Church in Winchester was massively overclothed, I would say. You know, people would go in their hats.
The ladies wore gloves.
Yeah. They had a group called Fireside for Women that met once a week, and it was a lot of really, really nice women, and I made some very close friends then. Beyond the patina of everybody dressed up and looking terrific, there was always a lot of energy. Bob Mulford was clerk of the Congregational Church when I first came there, and he was a star, just one of my heroes. What Bob did was to protect abused children. He was head of MSPCC, Massachusetts Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Children. He turned it into a statewide with small areas each, Greenfield or Springfield or wherever. I was very happy going in town and teaching art to kids in Ruggles Strait or somewhere. And Marcia West, who was a black woman who lived in town, and all of us went into Roxbury and did some work integrating the bus in town. Joe Harris, Mams Harris's husband, he was very involved with Metco and one of the major people. He was a real star and a real mentor to me. He had some job at the Congregational Church at that time, back in the 60s.
Did you feel you were accomplishing your goals?
All of us were pretty sure that we were not doing a real good job in Winchester at all. We couldn't get Metco through. We couldn't manage to break into what our role was in integrating, doing a better job of integrating.
I understand you two stepped away from the church for a while. Tell us more about that.
I just sort of took a sabbatical. I call it my sabbatical leave. We went to the Unitarian Church. We went to the Episcopal Church. Both our kids joined the Catholic Church. So we went there. You know, it isn't like we left God. We just left an institution. It was a journey, I guess is what people call it now, quote unquote, the journey.
This is the end of part one, but trust me, it's not the end of this wonderful conversation. Susie may have taken a sabbatical, but I'll give you a hint. She came back. Part two coming soon.